This goes to Roberta Sue Hahn, H-A-H-N, N like November, P like practice. Leave the facts blank and we'll fill that in. The patient is Nancy, middle name is Lynn, L-Y-N-N-E, Wyatt. Date of birth 10-19 of 1941. Dear Sue, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Wyatt, who goes by Lynn. Her last visit was July 22nd of 2019. She missed several visits. One had to be rescheduled because she was out of town, and another one was right in July of 2020, and she wanted to wait for a face-to-face visit availability. Although she is still our patient for 3 years after we have seen her, so she's back here for a follow-up recheck visit. She's been feeling well. She had two of the COVID-19 messenger RNA vaccinations in October of this year, and she feels like that is a sufficient amount of vaccination, and she's not planning on getting any more boosters of those vaccines. She's not been ill with COVID-19. She has taken several plane trips and has gone out of state, so she wanted to be protected before going to Texas or other states. She's feeling well, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. Her weight is up about 5 pounds over the last 3 years, but she states it's really been stable. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. No edema, no claudication symptoms. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, she's on lisinopril 10/12.5 daily, Norvasc 5 mg daily, Synthroid 125 microgram daily, vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram every other day, Rocaltrol 0.25 microgram daily, vitamin D3, 800 units daily, folic acid twice a day, magnesium is 3 times a day, Crestor 10 milligram daily, and she's not using any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, weight 165 pounds, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 118 over 64, pulse 91, and oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. No masses, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done May 20th of 2022. Creatinine is 1.15. The previous level, May 5th of this year, was 1.29. The one before that we have from October 22nd, 2020, was 1.37. She does fluctuate a lot. Then 410 of 19, 1.11. So the new baseline is probably in the 1.15, 1.2 range. Estimated GFR is 45, sodium 143, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 24, albumin is 4.1, calcium 9.6, liver enzymes are normal. Hemoglobin is 13.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Iron levels were all normal. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, hypertension, which is well controlled, and gout. Also secondary hyperparathyroidism. The patient will have lab studies done every 3 to 6 months. She generally goes to Texas for the winter from November through April every year. So we'd like her to have lab studies again before she goes to Texas, about 3 months. She can have them in July. I believe that's when she's next scheduled to have them. And it would be nice if she did them in October just before going out to Texas, and then we can check them again here when she returns. She should follow a low-salt diet, and we'll have her rechecked through this practice in the next 12 months, because 6 months she'll be in Texas for any six-month follow-up. So we'll see her in about 12 months again. This is Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.